What strikes me in the two verses we have from the letter to the Hebrews this morning is the reality that it, when it says about the lowering, the becoming humble of Jesus, the Son of God, that in that, by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. And just that phrase, that he might taste death for everyone, it's powerful on Holy Thursday. On the one hand, his tasting death is his willingly sharing in the death that entered into the whole human family because Adam and Eve chose to taste of the apple, or whatever the fruit was. They chose to eat the forbidden fruit, and it was in that eating, that tasting, that death entered the whole world. Then we think about what will happen tonight when Jesus gives his body and blood to his disciples, to his church, and says, take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body. It's a sharing in a food that heals, that overcomes sin, that reconciles us to the Father. These two very dramatic things. And it's something that in the history of the church, many of the church fathers and others have reflected on: the eating of the forbidden fruit that brings sin, the offering of the body and blood of the Son of God as medicine, food that is medicine to heal that awful sin and the death that flows with it. And here we have this morning this reality that the bridging between those two, the eating of the forbidden fruit and the offering of his own body as heavenly food, those two are bridged by way of the Lord's sharing, tasting death for everyone, just the redemptive sacrifice that he offered for us. So he enters fully into death, tasting that, experiencing that, so that we might all have the chance to be saved. Tonight, as we're getting ready to enter into and to share in the Mass of the Lord's Supper tonight, just as we go through the day, it could be a good prayer. Lord, let my heart really hunger for that gift of your body and blood that is healing, that's remedy, that's medicine. And Lord, in my heart, please give me a distaste for sin. Give me a distaste in my heart for those things that are not of you. Turn my heart away from those things. Make it sweet to think about feeding on your body and blood, about doing your will, but give me a distaste for sin, that when it presents itself, Lord, that I might see it as you see it, that it might strike my heart as it strikes your heart, as something that's not good at all, that can never deliver the false things it promises. Give me a distaste for that, but may the gift of your body and blood that is eternal life, that brings me to eternal life, as I feed on you tonight, Lord, here as we celebrate your Last Supper, make it the sweetest thing for my heart that it could ever be, and draw me to yourself that way, that turning away from sin, I might find myself longing more and more for you. That might be a direction that we can pray in as we have before us this great mystery of the tasting of the forbidden fruit that brings death, the tasting of the bread of life, the body and blood of the Son of God that brings eternal life.